Hi, my name's Doug, and I'm going to show you how to save time with Windows 7. We've been testing Windows 7 for months here. When we test something, we call it dog fooding. I don't know why. But the reviews you read and the rumors you hear are true. Windows 7 is a much faster operating system. Home network setup is a snap. It helps mom around the house. It babysits the kids. It even makes a fine cup of cappuccino. And it saves you time. It saves you time in a lot of ways, but also those little mundane things that happen during the day. If you can save several moments in an hour, you save several minutes in a day, you save several minutes, you get the point. And here's one way, through search. Now, remember we used to search this way for all our documents? We'd go through here. Wouldn't that be great if we could just find one thing that could search all these things? And then we found it. We dumped all this on our computer, and at first it was kind of hard to find things, then it was a little easier, but then more data. And now everyone's got disk drives attached to their computer they have to search for, or they have off-site stuff, or SharePoint sites, or you know, servers and stuff like that where they have to get all the data. I can't lift a server. But there's a lot of data that you're trying to get connected to. And with Windows 7, I can search all of it quickly. I'll show you that. I'll show you some other time savers. And, okay, I lied. Windows 7 does not make coffee. Brian made this. But do you remember when you would boot up your computer and then go get a cup of coffee? Maybe even down to the corner shop? Yeah, that won't be happening with Windows 7. Man, that's good! So here we are in Windows 7, first a magic trick. I grab a window, I shake it, and all the other windows disappear. I shake it again, and they all reappear. Okay, let's go look at search. It's the same thing we've seen before. Here I can search for programs and everything, and documents, but I can also tell Windows 7 to look for SharePoint sites, servers. Look, this document's only on a SharePoint site, but I can find it and open it right from Windows 7. Several ways to close windows, and here's another one. You kind of mouse over the bottom right-hand corner, and it peeks at the desktop. Click on that, and all your windows disappear. But look down here at the bottom, all the icons. Those are all my IE windows that I have open, and I can preview them as which one I want to open. I can even close them if I'm getting too cluttered. Now, how many times have you had music playing, someone walks in and you're fumbling with the controls trying to pause the music? Here the controller is right in the preview window, so I can quickly and easily play or pause something. In fact, I'm previewing a video here, so I can pause that. And look at those two handsome devils. But that's something you can easily do with Windows 7. Now, you can pin things to the bottom of this taskbar that you always use. Excel here is pinned. It's not open, but I have it here so I can always open it quickly. Now, I right-click the icon, and I get this new menu. These are all my recent documents, so I can open those directly. I don't have to open Excel first, then the document. And if there's any document that I use a lot, like a template or something I'm working on right now, I can pin it to this menu. So it's always at the top, regardless of whether it was a recent document or not. And I can also open that, or I can drag it around if I need to put it into a different folder, or I can send it in an Outlook email. I can just drag it over to the email. Or look, I'll take this data and I'll put it right into a Word document I'm going to start, and there's my Excel data.